This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He's been on my show many, many times. Last time he was on the show was back in November 2019. We're talking about SANUWAVE Health, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed. He's been doing a lot of things out there and making things happen, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back. Appreciate it.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been on the show. So if you would, maybe give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Excellent. Thank you. SANUWAVE is a company that's been around for a number of years, but really hit our turning point in late 2017, early 2018. We're a medical device company, and we received our FDA clearance from the FDA to help treat diabetic foot ulcers. So we're a wound management company. It's a very big market opportunity. We use a device called our DermaPace, which uses focused electric shockwave to help heal the body heal itself. Mm-hmm. So we stimulate the body to heal itself. And with diabetic patients who have poor vascularization, we help them with that perfusion and blood flow so that the body can heal those wounds faster than they would normally, with less infections and avoiding amputations.
Well, that being said, one of the reasons why I did ask you to come back on the show, and it's been a couple of months, recently, you raised about $5 million with institutional investors, no bankers involved, no warrants or any kind of funky stuff going on, just straight equity. And this has allowed you to get to a break-even point. And so congrats on that, because a lot of the CEOs that come on my show do convertible debts and do really horrible, toxic lending. So how did you pull all that off?
Luckily, we've been in front of a lot of investors over the years, and people have paid attention to the story. And one of the things we try to do is we establish a long-term goal, which last year we talked about was eventually getting to $100 million in revenue.
Right.
And having 2,000 devices in the U.S. treating patients in the U.S. And then what we try to do is we break it down into phases. We break it down into milestones so that investors can watch how we're performing. And if we can perform and meet those milestones, then we can achieve those long-term objectives. And it's really a way of allowing those institutional investors to measure us and say, okay, Kevin in SANUWAVE said they were going to do this. Did they do it? And, you know, we're very fortunate to have a great team, and we've achieved or exceeded our expectations over the last year or so. We look to continue to do that as we go forward, but that's what really got their attention is they understand our economic model, which is we receive a payment every time the device is used. So it's kind of that razor blade business. And we're trying to keep our cost structure in line so that we don't get crazy spending money on things that really don't matter. And that allows us now to get to a break-even point sometime later this year. The cash flow allows us to place more devices, generate more revenue, treat more patients, save more limbs, save more lives, and importantly, get to that break-even point. So I think that's been a big inflection point that was very important for these institutional investors to get involved. They really wanted to make sure that we're not going to come back to market and do something toxic or dangerous with some investment bank that, you know, tries to lure you in by telling you how wonderful you are. So we have to look in the mirror every day. So we found some really good investors in this most recent go around.
Well, you know, the research I've done on your company, like I said earlier, you've been on my show many, many times over the last couple of years. I think you guys are going from an R&D company into a commercialization where you're going to start monetizing. And I think that's going to be a big change for you guys personally. Those are my thoughts.
Spot on. I mean, it's really what we, you know, for 7 years, we were in clinical trials. We were developing, you know, we're up to 82 patents now. So it's very much driven by R&D, and now we've flipped the switch into, okay, it's time to start making money. And the ramp is just, it's fascinating because our product allows the payers, so think insurance companies, Medicaid, Medicare, to save money. It allows the hospitals and doctors to make a good amount of money. And it's really convenient for the patients because it only takes 6 minutes. It's a quick application. They don't have to wear any funky boot or cast when they go home, and it works. We always think about, we got to make the patient happy, the payer happy, and the physician happy. And if those three constituencies are happy, it works.
Absolutely. Well, since you guys are turning the corner and everything, I always told everybody, you know, it's about management, management, management. And that being said, you've added a new guy to your board of directors, Mr. Tom Price. He's been an orthopedic surgeon, a politician for 15 years in Georgia and D.C., Secretary of Health and Human Services. How did you get such a heavy hitter to, say, hey, here's what we're doing. Please come on our board of directors.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very proud and happy to have Tom, Dr. Price involved with the company. He's a local guy. So our headquarters are in Suwanee, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta. And he's from Atlanta. And one of our large shareholders is a good friend of his. And he introduced us. And Tom, now that he's not in politics, was looking for getting involved in some companies that can really have an impact globally, U.S. as well, but globally on helping patients. And so, just the kindest hearted guy, has a great head on his shoulder strategically. So he's going to help us directionally as we move forward. You know, he can pick up a phone call and get to people that, you know, we would have to go bang on doors for months. His level within politics allows us to, you know, get benefit from that too. But it's really his strategic mind. I mean, he really understands the healthcare system, and it's going to help us navigate as we move forward. And it's good that he's helping a local company. I really think that's important to him too.
You know, ever since you come on the show, you've always dreamt and talked about international sales. And so I want to know, since you haven't been on the show since November of 2019, what have you been up to, and where are you? Where do we go for, you know, next? I mean, I noticed an announcement about WUHS in Abu Dhabi and you guys' award ceremony. So talk to me about international, specifically the Middle East.
Sure. It's, we always try to bring on 2 to 3 new partnerships a year. I think on the last show we talked about Brazil. And that was a big pop for us. And now they're going through that registration process in Brazil. We ended up getting Bolivia at the end of the year. Not a huge market, but again, we're adding distributors and partners. The Middle East, though, it's in a way a tragedy because they're suffering from early adulthood diabetes at a rate greater than anywhere else in the world. And it's going to lead to increased problems, specifically diabetic foot ulcers. But the health problems they're facing are 2x what they are here in the U.S. from a diabetes standpoint. And so there's a great opportunity for us. I think we posted it on social media and some of our sites. There was a study that came out of Oman, which is a tiny company, you know, next to Saudi Arabia. It's along the coast. Wonderful people, wonderful people to work with. But they, they're closing wounds faster than they could imagine. And they called, the DermPace device magic because it's going to be able to help so many people that need it over there. And those countries are willing to put the dollars behind it too, because they know they have to invest in their people. And so they're not afraid of spending money to help their population, and they know they have an epidemic. I mean, it's sad when you look at it. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot cheaper than amputation, because that could really, really happen.
Yeah, I think I've shared with you the amputation. When a diabetic foot ulcer has an amputation, there's a 72% morbidity rate within 5 years.
Wow.
And it's a statistic that it's far worse. The morbidity rates are far worse than a lot of the cancers that are out there. It's just, there's no diabetic foot amputation walks to go on. I mean, so it's the awareness isn't as broad, but the statistics are just stunning. And one of the things we're really good at is that amputation prevention piece that we've talked about in the past. We do a statistically significant reduction in amputations when they use our device. And that's really going to, I think, help society in a wonderful way.
Kevin, before I let you go, I got about 45 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to really take away from today's interview?
we lay it out there for people. We put our goals out there, both long-term and near-term, so they can watch and measure us. We continue to progress. This really is our breakout year where the placements from the past year will turn into revenue this year. And as we grow that footprint, we'll be helping save more limbs and lives across the country, across the world. So we allow people to kind of watch and measure us as they go along. But it's a huge market opportunity that we've talked about in the past. It's hundreds of millions of dollars of opportunity. And we're going to continue to execute the way we have, which is put it out there, go get it, and do our job.
You've been listening to Kevin Richardson. He's the CEO and chairman of SANUWAVE Health, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. Kevin, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give me an update of what's going on with your company.
I look forward to that and can't wait. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.